Hello everyone. Welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. Jess. Who else is with me tonight?
Bob.
And I'm Ben.
Your face, I couldn't keep it together. But I got you. I got myself.
Yeah.
Really threw us out of order there.
Yeah, the can opening. Is that cherry?
It's cherry.
Oh, cherry is so good.
You had this one before?
I have. Oh, it's not my wife's favorite, but it's really good.
Top three?
Yeah. No, this is what I'm...
Oh, cherry strawberry. I love it.
Yeah, a little straw in it. Yeah, so strawberry, lemon, lime, not yeah. Lime, and then orange are top three. But I really like cherry too. Cherry's very good.
I can't take it. Oh my gosh. Oh, I have yet to laugh that much on an episode. It's like when we're in college and it's too late and we need to get a bed. Oh.
Wow.
Anyway. Well, yeah. That was unexpected.
And
how you guys been?
Good.
I got tears coming in my eyes.
Good.
Good. Yeah. Well, starting off with banter right off the bat.
Yeah. Did you know?
Love it.
That... listeners love our banter.
You know, I've been told that.
I've heard that as
before. Well. You get to people, you know, Chest, I know someone who listens to our banter and then stops listening once we stop talking or once we start talking about anime.
No.
Yeah.
They do.
Is it your
mom? Believe it.
It's not my mom.
Is it my
but
mom?
It's really funny because they came up and talked to me. It's yep.
Who? Well, you don't have to say the name, but give us enough clues. Is it like someone that you're physically like in proximity with?
One of my friends.
Wow.
He says he listens. He listens to. Right. So it narrows it down. You guys should be able to guess. Yeah.
He listens
until you do your segue, and then he's like, "Okay, I'm done," and he stops listening.
Okay, I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you Brian, whoever you are. So Brian. Don't go listen to one of our Blue Lock episodes because it was like 7 minutes of banter. Just don't even waste your time. You'll be disappointed.
I'm gonna call him Schmustin.
Brian
Schmustin. And if you're listening, listen to a episode we did recently. I think we did 20 minutes of banter.
Yeah.
You guys remember that recently?
Yeah. Cole, give him the time stamp where he needs to whoop. Cut to the middle. Actually, same episode, Ben. Yeah. So do listen to that episode.
Yeah, do.
Yeah. Brian Schmanter.
Yeah.
Schmanter like banter.
I thought he said Schmustin.
He did.
That was me.
Okay.
Schmustin. Yep. Like Mushton.
You know who you are, Schmustin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Schmustin. Yep. Schmustin is a faithful listener, though. To go in
apparently,
for the banter that
apparently
that
every
times.
Week, every week for
wow, every
five,
week.
5 to 20 minutes he'll listen.
That's cool.
You know that's kind of fun cool. though because you never really know how long it'll be, but it'll be within that 15-20 minute mark usually.
Right.
I mean, a 20 minute banter time is pretty long for us.
It happens.
Yeah,
it does.
It does happen.
There's times where we procrastinate actually talking about our episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I feel like we need to talk more because I want to keep his viewership. But
quick, someone
think share a quick story.
Oh, perfect.
Share a quick story.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Well, not so, awkward silence. That's good.
The reason why I'm still feeling under the weather is because of the Spartan races I did last weekend with Josh Volgarino and my neighbor.
Your neighbor?
My neighbor. Yeah, I was just chatting with him and we got talking about races. I said I was going to do a Spartan race. He's like, oh, he texted me later that night. He's like, hey, I just signed up for it. So the three of us, it was really fun. We ran together.
Okay.
And Saturday morning, it was cold and it rained the entire race. And it's like a 2-hour race. Yeah. So nothing better than doing that. And then the next day, instead of resting, running another race. So
that's what I recommend to all.
Didn't go to work on Monday. Went to work on Tuesday. I felt like it was like a hazy dream. Like, you know, that feeling of like, you just feel like garbage and like you're almost like an out of body experience. Like I wasn't really hurting. I was just like, bleh.
Yeah.
You know,
it's probably it's hungover is what you're feeling.
Yeah. We drank a lot of beer too. So
in the middle of the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a chugathon.
Yes.
It's like a marathon, but you chug as you go.
Yeah. Yeah. A chug race.
Oh yeah. It's like a tugboat race. But yeah. Chug instead of you're not on boats.
They're handing out Jello shots at each mile of the race.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Yep. Here's your water. Just kidding. Take this shot.
Got him. Oh man.
Good got him.
Oh, it was so cold. We were shivering. Like,
where was the race?
It was in Walker, Michigan, which is approximately 1 hour from Fremont, Michigan. So Josh stayed at our house. It was fun. Wait, Mr. and Mrs. Volgarino came up. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Oops.
Whoa. He came.
That's a tramp.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, I'm pretty sure he was still in Iowa.
Yeah, so it was a combination of hanging out for the weekend as well. And we've also, I mean, he's traveled a bit for all the races because all the races we've done have been a good hike away from where he's at.
Right. So now, when you said Mr. and Mrs. Volgarino, you meant him and his wife, not his parents.
No, his parents. Oh, and his parents drove up here because they are good friends also with my in-laws. Yep. So it was just a party weekend. It's a good time.
It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. You know what I'm actually most impressed about with this story?
Tell me.
That you have your neighbor's number and that you hung out enough to invite him. And I really don't mean this sarcastically. I was just talking about this with another friend. And that's just a lost art. Like having neighbors that you talk to. It just doesn't happen. Like we don't have, like society in the States at least, does not have as much of that community built around neighborhoods. And if you do live in a neighborhood, it's like, man, maybe your kids play together or maybe there's some festivities here and there, but it's not like the olden days where people might sit on their porch swings and just chat about life and all that stuff from a porch swing perspective, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you are right.
So I'm impressed that he, like, I was already impressed that you hung out and that he asked you. And then when you said, and then he texted me, I was like, oh, he has his number. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's like actual acquaintance.
Yeah. And I'll give my wife props for that one. So we were both like, we specifically want to be more purposeful when we move here with our neighbors. Cause we just did not do that a lot in Dubuque. You know, did not connect a lot with neighbors. So when we moved in, kind of like all the neighbors that were close by, so we didn't go like too far, she made cookies and dropped them off and gave them our numbers and kind of like introduced ourselves and did all that. So I give her props for, because I wouldn't really even have thought to do that.
Yeah.
And now here we are running Spartan races together.
Got to work off them cookies.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, guys. Great. Well, thanks for having me on tonight. a lot of fun.
Still sick. Still got to leave.
Good to see you guys again. Yeah.
It's good.
Colb, did you have any stories or anything you wanted to share?
About neighbors or just in general?
I guess either one, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. I could talk about my neighbor for a long time because he's a really cool
guy. We don't have time for that.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe for another time. He moved away recently, and I'm really sad.
That sounds even more depressing. So is there anything else we could talk about?
Oh, I bet if I thought about it. But I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. Got him. Well, Schmustard, we've given you 10 minutes of banter, but it's time for you to exit the episode, put down your headphones, go to bed, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep.
It's a bad idea. He's a trucker, so he listens on the road.
Don't close your eyes, but get some rest.
Yep. Keep your eyes open and sleep.
Yep.
Smesterton, we'll see you next week for 5 to 20 minutes here on Three Dads Talking About Anime. But for the rest of you, it's what MASH. It's MASH. Nice. It's MASH time. It sounds so weird. It is an episode where we talk about MASH's muscles. Yeah.
That's true, we do. Yeah. We're gonna.
Yeah.
Tricep magic. Who would have thunk?
Who would have?
Now, am I mistaken, or do I remember Ben saying something like he's really excited to talk about these episodes? Did I make that up?
I did.
You said that. Well, then get some energy going, Jess, and talk about these episodes.
So what I texted y'all, I was like 6 minutes in, and I said, this episode is making me laugh.
That's
out loud. And then I then texted, and I didn't want to give away too much, but what I wanted to say, I could look at the record, let the record speak for itself. But what I wanted to say was, and they've lost me again. And that's why I wanted to talk about it, because it's the seesaw of emotions, people. Like, I was laughing specifically because right at the beginning, these people are walking through a hall and our red haired dude, which lots of things say about him, he bumps into them and he calls them side characters. And why am I talking to them? And that just made me laugh. I thought it was like a fourth wall thing of like, they're not actually characters. They're just filler characters. But no, it's a stick that he has where he's the main character. Like they took it and made it a whole thing. And so I was like, oh, that's not as funny to me that he's the main character, the protagonist of life. I thought it was hilarious if they had said, like, why am I even talking to you? You're just like throwaway characters, and then blows them up. Like that to me would have been hilarious. And it was, I laughed. I still laughed quite a bit in these episodes, but not for the same reasons. So yes, I still was excited to talk about these, but it does have a seesaw for me of like, they do a good thing and then they just let's triple down on it. And it's just a little much sometimes, you know? They also quadruple down on the cream puff. Cream puff jokes there's a lot of them.
Oh, those aren't going away.
No, they're there.
There's only one that didn't land for me. I liked a lot of them.
Me too.
The cream puff jokes? They're hilarious. Yeah.
I like when he was cooking and it kept showing up as a cream puff.
I watched you the whole time.
He threw a cream puff at somebody.
In his mouth?
Yeah, the cream puff didn't get smashed in his coat.
So what was the one that didn't land for you?
The one at the very end when he's thinking about is cream puffs.
Oh, the sorting unicorn.
Yeah. Yeah. I also was a little annoyed by I know we already have acknowledged this and I need to get over it, but like the absurd amount of Harry Potter references.
they're not going away either.
Wow. This is Harry Potter. Like, oh my word.
I'm surprised there's not copyright infringement.
It's incredible. The looks, the verbiage, the looks, the verbiage, you know,
just the ideas of like being sorted into houses by some object that shouldn't talk, the mandrakes that scream.
Oh, like identical, identical.
I know
they're different color.
They're
different color, and they do different things.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure they call them mandragora too, which is like the Latin version of it. So maybe that's not a property of Harry Potter because they were mythical creatures. Maybe, who knows?
Probably.
Hmm.
Also in Pan's Labyrinth, there's a mandrake in Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, there you go. So it's probably open to anybody.
Free. Yeah. It's what is it when the intellectual property is like past its copyright infringement?
Public.
Public domain. It's public domain to use to use a mandrake in your show.
Boom.
That's good.
Boom.
Yeah, we did have some like filler-esque moments here. We had the whole cooking potion scene, and there was some transitions in there of like cartoony transitions. And it felt very like we almost got a little filler, like half episode. And then it moved into like the actual episode. But yeah. What did y'all think of some of the newer characters? So we got obviously our double lined face guy that appeared in the previous one. He's in the team now. He's in the group. So he was in it. Mash calls him a lolicon, and he's like, that's a sister con to you. Which was, that made me laugh. Cause he's like, well, how is that better? But what did you think of the red haired guy? He's obviously the newest member of this crew.
I mean, he's not my favorite character, but I like him enough.
Okay.
I like the stupid faces he makes where he just
very anime. Huh?
What?
Very, those very faces. Anime.
Yeah. Face. So that kind of humor works for me. And yeah, he did that a lot and I loved it.
Yep. Ben, that usually doesn't land for you. You're making an effort here. How did that humor? It was a lot, actually. It surprised me.
It was heavy.
How many times?
It was heavy.
How'd it go?
Well, on the character thing first, I like just the addition of more characters in the team forming, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. I do like that. The way I see this, the way I've been enjoying this show is this show for me has a low ceiling just because of the type, how heavy the type of humor it is and how heavy they're doing it. However, I'm really enjoying it. I really am.
Good.
I really am. I'm laughing quite a bit. It's the type of show that I can appreciate now, whereas if this was one of my first animes, I would have been like, see, this is what all anime is and why I don't like anime. But now that I've been in the anime world for a decent amount of time, not a long time, but I appreciate this show quite a bit, and those things that I still don't love. So those are the reasons why it's a low ceiling, but I can see past it and still enjoy it. And I'm actually really enjoying our main character, not for any of the reasons I normally like a main character, but just his comments. And again, I think I mentioned this last pair of episodes, his ability to just do exactly what you want him to do.
Right.
Give you an example. He body slammed the girl.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. He comes up behind her. He's like, don't worry. Oh, I got him. I treat everyone equally.
Yep.
Just slams her in the ground.
Oh, man.
It's good.
So funny.
And there is these stereotypes that now that we've watched enough, you know is going to happen. So the scorpion showing up and him punching him into the air and like the diamond falling off, like you're like, yep, yep, makes perfect sense. That was going to happen. It's good. I will say, because I made it sound like I wasn't enjoying myself. I am enjoying the show. I don't know who I would recommend this show to. That's something that I'm struggling with. I think obviously the easiest fruit to grab here would be any major anime fan that loves Harry Potter. Pretty much, yeah, you should watch the show. It's a gimme. But like, I don't know who I would recommend this show to, or if I would. I think it'd be more like if I was talking to someone that loves anime, I might do a whole like, oh, have you watched that show? And they're like, yeah, I did. It was pretty good. Or yeah, I really liked it. Yeah, it was good. I like that stuff. And if they're like, no, was it good? I'd be like, well, it was, you know, I enjoyed it. You might like it. Give it a shot. But never like, you should go watch this one. I'm looking for a new show. Oh, watch Mashley. That's what you should watch. So for right now, that's where I'm at. I don't think I could fully pull this one into a list of recommendations.
Yeah, I think it's for a seasoned veteran of anime, for sure. Yeah, because like Ben's right. This isn't a first time anime for anybody. They're not going to get it. And I don't even think it would be good enough for people who are huge Harry Potter fans. Because they might just get offended.
They have to also be major anime fans. It's not just a Harry Potter fan.
Okay. I mean, my wife's not a huge anime fan, but if I were to show her this show, she would just hate it from the start. Because she would just say,
my wife too.
I can't believe they're just copying Harry Potter. She
would not love it.
So
she would hate the humor.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's got to, the first thing is seasoned veteran of anime before anything else.
So there you go. Seasoned veteran of anime. And if I ever was to recommend it, if someone's like, oh, you're a seasoned veteran of anime, Chest? So am I. Be like, hey, do you like Harry Potter? I do like Harry Potter. Go watch Mashley. That's how the conversation would go. And that's the only one. No other hypotheticals.
Seasoned veteran. And you're just looking for some laughs and a few occasional power punches, like just big periodic moments, like just a fun put your feet up kind of show. Nothing spectacular.
That's a way better. Yeah.
Watch with a friend.
Yeah.
Grab a beer, watch with a friend.
Yeah.
Go do a Spartan race.
Oof. No? Stay in school, kids.
This is a dare presentation.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Oh man, I was talking with someone the other day and made a joke about when my daughters are old enough to be bringing people home, and I was like, I'm gonna grab a beer and say, "You want one?" And they're gonna be like, "I'm in high school," and be like, then two for me. And that was as far as my dad joke went.
It's good. I like that. It made me laugh.
Oh, I love being a dumb dad. It's just a nice thing to settle into as I'm becoming in my 30s.
Nothing like being a dumb dad.
Yep. Just a real.
You don't have dumb jokes. You're just a dumb dad.
Good clarification. I appreciate that. Your jokes are great. You are an idiot.
Hey, your words, not mine.
Yep. I did. You didn't say it. I said it.
Yeah. You said it.
I said it.
I said what I said.
That's not what you said. That's what you thought.
Ah,
got him. Three dads talking about anime. Three dads.
Are we out of material already?
Yeah, is that it? Are we winding down? Closing comments, everybody. Predictions. We basically something, covered those episodes, right?
Something about tonight is just off. I opened the can at the beginning, ruined the whole setup for us. Who knew that could just that one act Oof. Would destroy it? Okay, I do have a question, an actual episode question. So, okay. For me, the moment where I was enjoying ish the new character, the redhead, and I'm like, am I really gonna enjoy his joining the group fully? He's also giving me Bakugo vibes, like we've talked about in other shows, like that yelling character. Not quite the same, but he is a expressive person. But I did appreciate that even though he found out that he had been played and that he had stood up for this girl and this girl was tricking him, he still stuck with it and stood by Mash. That was the moment for me where I'm like, yep, I'll take him. He's got loyalty. He's got loyalty. He might be dumb. He might be silly, stupid, all those things. But he is a team player, and I'll take him. So that, for me, was my turning moment of that character. I don't even remember his name.
I don't either. I don't remember him really sticking with Mash after the betrayal. I think he was too hurt by that. But it was more of a, for me, when he's like, leave Mash out of it. I'll take all 10 hits. Not knowing that Mash could take it, obviously. Where he sacrificed himself to get more hits because he didn't want to take someone else in with him.
Yeah. That was maybe good. That's actually what I'm talking about. And you said it better.
Mm.
It was somewhere in there. That's where it got me.
I had to look it up, but he reminded me of mainly the hair, but then a little personality. Kirishima from My Hero Academia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of a look, and actually, he still yells a little bit, but not as much as Bakugo.
Yeah.
He's more likable than Bakugo.
His quirk is fun, too.
So far, I'm good with this character. I think he had some good flair. Oh, and what is it? I don't know if it's the same Japanese voice or it's just the typical thing to do in Japanese with the oi 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 for the hey 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 hey. Yeah, I love when characters do that.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a trope. I wonder if that's like actually
hey, you've been to Japan, man, you tell us.
Yeah, did they do that?
Oh, you know what, you'd be surprised, but no, I did not hear that once. I did hear a grandma shush my one-year-old, but not someone yelling in the street. Oi, 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 oi!
She didn't say oi, oi, oi before shushing. Like, oh, shush!
They did not.
Okay.
She did not do
disappointing.
That.
Disappointing.
Yeah. That would have been something now, to really hear.
Now if I go back, I will purposely walk around waiting and like look for opportunities for it. Maybe trip someone. It's always when there's confrontation. So maybe I'll like trip somebody and then they'll have to confront me. Might come out. Might slip out.
Right.
Because we all know the anime is true to life for Japan. Completely.
Absolutely.
100% accurate.
If your shoulder bumps into someone else,
mm-hmm.
you got to apologize. Otherwise, there's going to be a brawl.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true.
That what happens in Tokyo Revengers all the time.
Yep, you bump the shoulder, you got to turn around and usually bow and apologize. Like, you need to grovel a bit. Yeah, yep. Trying to think of other true things. People eat food really fast, often.
Huh. Oi, oi.
Yeah. Is oi, oi, oi the, like, the Wilhelmer scream? Is that what this is? The Wilhelmer scream of anime where they just throw it in?
Ooh, I hope so.
Yeah, it's the same sound bite that it's not actually a relevant voice actor. It's just the same.
That'd be amazing. Bite. I mean, it does. Yeah, oh, so good.
Oi, oi, oi. Oi.
Did any of you have doubts that Mash was actually getting beat up by this guy?
Like that he was getting beat up on purpose?
Yeah.
Or sorry, that he was actually getting beat up?
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. I think I just confused myself. What's your question?
Mash gets beat up pretty good. Did you think that it was real, or did you remember that they were playing the hit game?
The latter.
Okay.
Yeah, I assumed it was fake. There was moments where I did wonder, but then, I assumed at the beginning, like, he's letting himself get hit.
Okay.
But he does get hit, like, pretty good.
He gets hit good.
His comments were really good.
He does have some good, he hits back hard, and I love when he just walks away and sits down and says, like, okay, I've given you two. Do you want to keep going? Like, I love that.
You got eight
he didn't
more.
Say it exactly like that, but
you think you can take three? That's like something. He asked him if he could handle three hits. And the guy's like,
if he can take eight more. Like, are you good for eight more? Yeah, I like that because he's funny. I do find him funny. And I also like his like ability to just be really quick with his corpse and say lines that you're like, yeah, oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. And then again, his ability to just do what you're thinking, I hope he does this. And he does it.
And he does it, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I mean, you know what helped bring him in? His cream puff got knocked out of his hand.
It's big.
It was a big moment. Just sloshed on the ground.
Yeah.
Also, that meant he had a second cream puff because that's the one he threw into his mouth.
Oh, I'm sure he's got his pockets full.
That was a quip. That was a quip that made me laugh is when him and the two-line guy are walking off. He's like, you really shouldn't put those in your cloak. That's unsanitary. Yeah. that one made me laugh. It's just, I think that's one of my favorite things about this show is the one-liners, like the things you're going to miss if you're not watching the screen really close. Cause they're just kind of like, they're there for half a second and then it moves on to the main scene and you're just like, oh, that was good. Yeah.
That was fun. So Ben and Chest, you had made the comment obviously a few times that you love that he's just doing what we all want him to do and he's got the power to do it. Is there going to be a moment in this part of the season, so the first half of the first season, that he won't be able to do it? Is there going to be a powerful character that's more powerful than him? Or is it going to stay the same the whole way through? What do you think?
I really hope not. Okay. Meaning I want him, and I usually don't want this, but I just want him like every moment he can just smash the other character. I think that's adding to the humor and I love it. And again, I have never seen One Punch Man, but this is just in my head how I envision that character, which is quirky, maybe a little funny and just way too powerful.
Absolutely right.
He's not as dumb.
He didn't say dumb. He said quirky and funny.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just telling him, like, if he watches One Punch, he won't be as dumb as Mash is.
Correct.
He's not just a dumb dad with good jokes.
Nice. Callback. Oh, is that Cherry?
Stop. Oh god, it is. It's delicious, actually. One of the best cherry drinks I've had.
Hey, there we go. There it is.
Oh god.
This is coming from a guy who likes Cheerwine. Cheerwine is a state bird and it's his capital. Can it's actually that.
Okay, we're not gonna
So just answer my question.
I forgot it because of what Ben just said.
Do you think Mash is going to be overpowered the whole time and never have a challenge?
No,
For
the first season, I think at the end there's going to be a slight struggle, but no, he won't be overpowered.
Struggle!
First season. Yeah, that's a real callback right there.
I love it.
Yeah. I think he'll face someone. What, you know what? We see at the very end, he's about to face off with a whole gang of dudes.
Accidentally.
Hilarious. Classic Mash.
Oh yeah.
Couldn't remember if I had to push or pull the door, smash it open. But also that feels slightly early for me to be bringing all these characters in because they're in the opening. Like, so I'm wondering what's going to happen in this confrontation. Are they going to like postpone it? Like, hey, we're coming for you.
Oi.
Exactly. The doll will say that. But it cliffhangs right there. Like, that's the last thing. And he's like, you know, you're talking to a doll. And he's like, thank you for making me aware of that.
Yeah, that was funny.
So I don't know. I think he's going to face someone really powerful. He's going to have to exert more effort than he's had to. But it's definitely not going to be a close call. I would wager it more being the tension of someone possibly finding out about his non-magic for the cliffhanger of season one, or the ending. Sorry, that would be my guess.
I don't know, Jess. Both of those answers. I mean, I don't think you're wrong necessarily, but at the same time, Mash's character is so one note that him maybe being scared just doesn't seem like it'll ever come into play.
So, like, he'd be scared.
Well, like being overpowered, being worried about his well-being. I don't think that's ever coming into play when it's a one-on-one fight.
So you don't think there could be a scenario where he is struggling to win? Not that he's worried, but just that he has to level up to win.
No, that could happen. I'm just saying, like, if we're worried about actual tension in a fight that our guy could lose, usually our character is feeling that same way. I don't feel like Mash is ever going to get there. He'll always just be a little too dumb. And usually when that's the case, he'll always win.
Which is why I think the tension is...
He'll never be rattled.
The tension is always going to center around, is someone going to find out? Because then I'll get kicked out of this school. That's why I see the tension focusing on, does someone find out about my non-magic? Because he's not going to lose. Like, to your point, I don't think he'll lose. But if he gets found out, he could die. Not just get kicked out, but he could be executed.
But at the same time, he has not been very subtle about his non-magic.
That's true.
He'll say one line and kind of explain some things away, and people are like, what? That doesn't make sense. The headmaster already knows he doesn't have any magic. Like, so I don't know if that's going to be a threat either, because he doesn't care if people know.
You're right. Or not. Throw it all. Who knows? It might be nothing.
It might be nothing. This might just be a show where he beats up a bunch of entitled wizards.
Yes, I'm here
That'd
for
be
it.
Fine.
Yeah, fine. That's good too. Yeah, it's cathartic. We'll stick with
that. I'm overthinking it, folks. Nothing is going to happen in this show. He's going to beat up some wizards, make it be the person we expect him to be, because he does the things you expect him to do.
It's a Blue Lock flip. I thought outside the box for Blue Lock, and I was wrong. And you thought inside the box, and you were right. And now we flipped it. I'm thinking inside the box. You're thinking too. Logic or too critically.
I'm thinking two outside the box.
There you go. Two outside the box. It's just a little
flip.
You're
in the penalty area, and I'm in left field, in the baseball field.
Playing Quidditch.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That baseball field playing Quidditch.
Yep.
Callback. Blue Lock.
With Slytherin.
Good show. Can't believe the ending. Could you believe the ending of Blue Lock? That was crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how it turned out.
It's just shocking. No one could have seen it.
Yeah, it's almost like no one did see it.
Possible.
Right.
Probable. Mm.
Yeah, character development was developed, to say the least.
Plot really moved along. Things happened.
Yeah.
Things were happening. You know what I mean? That's a show where things happen.
I think I could agree with that.
I don't know. Now that I say that, I might push back. Sometimes things happen. Often things happen. Most of the time. Really always.
Gonna have to disagree with you there, Chest.
It's fair. Agree to disagree.
Oh, just thought of another Michael moment.
Good times. My, how the turntables. Oh, Michael Scott, you warm our hearts. Please don't ever leave The Office. Don't tell me.
Yes. Yeah.
Still waiting for the end of The Office to come. Don't tell me if they finished filming yet.
They're still working on it.
Still going. Yeah. Going strong. Well, as much as I'd love to just banter the night away with you boys, we got some sick folks in the house.
What? We're not on our A game, all of us?
Anyone that has made it to the end of this episode is either like, they are on their a game where they're like, I did not realize what type of episode I was listening to.
Yep.
Yep.
What I get myself into.
Yep. You see, your trucker friend, I think, will love it. You got to tell him to keep sticking through a lot of this episode.
He won't.
It's true.
Because I have no idea when this one's being released. And by the time it is released, I won't remember which episode it was that we did this.
You probably won't even be friends anymore.
That's very accurate, too.
Whoops, you weren't supposed to agree with that. And on that note, we will depressingly end. Just kidding. So, yeah, I don't have any predictions because I don't know what's coming next. They just
did it. Do you think there's going to be a fight? Do you think there's going to be a fight between these high-ranked guys? Or is this going to be a meet-and-greet kind of thing and then they're going to move on?
I think it's too early for a fight. I think it's going to be a meet-and-greet.
Fight.
I think. Oh, okay. Yep.
I mean, that's what we would expect. He will
insult
him and then he'll punch him in the face.
I think there will be threats thrown around by those elite kids. Mash won't understand what they are and he'll just leave. So, yeah, there will not be a fight. Okay. That's my guess.
I like that guess.
That is a good guess, but fight for me, boys.
All right. Fight. Ben, you've been right most of the time, I think. So
fight.
That's true.
Fight.
Actually, that would be an interesting data point. I wonder who has been the most right in predictions across our whole show. Oh. I'm not going to listen.
Let's get a spreadsheet going.
Find out.
Yeah.
I mean, we could start keeping track now. I will not go back and listen to a million hours of footage. But Cole will. I'll give him that homework assignment.
I might.
Done.
Done. Roles are delineated. Things are happening.
So Cole's probably leading that.
Yeah, Cole's got
it. I had to guess. If I had to predict.
Re-listening?
You've had the most correct.
Yeah.
Oh, predictions. Guesses? Oh, okay. Maybe. I feel like Jess does.
What?
I'm just saying.
I think Ben does.
There you go.
So we just round robin the table.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
One of us will be right.
But I really think it's Cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Ben, but it's a fair guess. So actually, this is going to ruin because only one of us can be right. And that'll be great. Fair enough.
It'll add to the tally.
Tally, tally. Tally, tally.
Tallahassee.
Well, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel. Well, folks, if you've stuck with us through this episode, cheerio to you, because yikes, it was all over the place. Bubblies were drank, stories were shared, friends were lost, a lot happened. So if you are still with us, join us next week. I promise we will attempt, actually based on the content that seems to be coming, we'll probably stick more to the episodes. But you know what? I hope you enjoyed the banter tonight here on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys love
guys having, start having, and having kids,
children,
dads,
and so
become fathers
and each have kids
separately?
Went on to each didn't play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.